It's Thursday morning. We check in with the city of Bloomington, and it's the deputy mayor's office, and we've got our good friend this morning. Catherine Carmichael, correct?
She brought cranberries.
You brought cranberries? Wait, hold on. You brought cranberries? What is Keith talking about here? You brought cranberries?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, good. Yeah. If you brought cranberries, I'd throw you off the program. You need to bring pie, turkey. Cranberries.
How about pie?
That's fine. Now, if you stuck the cranberries in the pie, I could live with that.
Cranberry pie?
Okay. I don't care. It's better than cranberries. Okay. I don't know why that tradition is ever what that's come from, but I don't do the cranberries. So, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thanks for having me on.
What are your Thanksgiving plans?
I think I'm going to go over the river and through the woods to my family's house.
Well, very nice.
So I'll be traveling a little bit. Yeah.
I'm trying to work on that forecast to make sure it's at least good enough to get out of here to get somewhere else.
I would appreciate that. Please get busy as soon as possible.
We're on sunshine on Thanksgiving Day, so I'm not sure exactly when you're leaving, but it's going to be cool. That's fine. We can live with all of that. We will not be here next Thursday, and I know the city will not be open. What is your schedule for next week? So if people are inquiring about leaves or trash and they don't want to do it on the internet, when are you guys going to be around next week?
Right. So we will not be picking up on Thanksgiving Day. We'll push it to Friday. So people can expect if anybody has a Thursday pickup, they can expect it on Friday instead of Thursday. City offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday. We'll take 2 days for that holiday. And then we'll kick it back off again the following Monday. Back at it.
Mary Catherine, if I've got to pick up special things for my Thanksgiving celebration, is this the last farmer's market where I can get some of that stuff?
Well, no, it's really not.
Okay.
This is the last regular farmer's
market.
Regular,
okay.
But, right. And then the following Saturday, which will be the 25th of November, is something that people really tend to look forward to all year long. It's the annual holiday market. So that one will have not only plenty of locally grown food and unique locally made gifts, but we'll also have performances, including the Tuba Santas. We'll have carriage and train rides, all kinds. We're going to have over 50 art and fine craft vendors. So it's just really a fun thing to bring everybody and your family out to make a day of it. It's open from 10 to 3 p.m., which is a little longer than usual holiday or usual market hours, rather. So plan to come out and enjoy the day.
Hold on. Did you say train rides?
This is what I'm told.
You're putting a train in downtown Bloomington.
Carriage
wow, you
and
guys.
Train rides
wow.
are available.
Cool.
So I don't know. I'm anxious to see this myself.
That's cool. It could
Not
be one of those
sure
little things
like.
You get at the carnivals and stuff. That's okay.
You never know what we're going to do.
It's the holiday season. Right. Dare to dream a little bit.
Now,
yeah, why not?
Is this the time of year where you're doing the winterizing of the parks and stuff?
Yes, and that work is completed.
Okay.
So do not, if you go to a park, do not expect to be able to access water or a public restroom because those have all been winterized now. So plan ahead.
And you opened the ice center a long time ago.
That's right. That is open for regular hours. Admission is $6 per person plus $3 for skate rental. It's open weekdays from noon to 2:30 and on Friday and Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. or Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m.
You're doing a seminar on sustainable profits. If I don't have any business, if I don't have any income, how do I get a profit? Yeah. Tell me about this.
Okay, I think
maybe this isn't for me.
Quite have the right idea.
Oh, okay.
It's a neat thing. It's a joint event. The city and the Chamber of Commerce have put their heads together, and the goal is to promote sustainable business practices that save money and reduce energy consumption. So it's win-win. They're having an event at 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday, December 4th. Everybody who attends will receive a free consultation and a 10% discount on energy efficient services from participating vendors. So if that's something that you think you and your business might be interested in, you can call the chamber or you can sign up on the Economic and Sustainable Development. That's a department of the city of Bloomington. So you start at the Bloomington website, or they have a Facebook page too. or you're always welcome to call the city, this time 349-3419.
Now, remind us again of the yard waste, and please tell people don't rake the leaves into the street.
You sound a little annoyed, Keith.
Well, but they do that in my neighborhood.
And the wind blows, Keith. The leaves don't, they're not a good dog. They don't stay where you tell them to stay.
I know, but they clog up the gutters in the rain yesterday.
They also get wet.
Yeah.
And I would remind us, we have a lot of rain coming. I want to remind people to please, if you have a storm water grate near your house, please check it and just make sure it's clear. It only takes a moment, and it really helps us out, helps everybody out. So that's a kindness you can do for not only your neighbors, but everybody who drives by your house. But and one more reminder, people need to know that trash and recycling are picked up by different trucks. There's been a little bit of confusion about people, going out to roll their carts.
Hey, wait, come back, come back.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So just be patient. And as everybody's kind of getting the hang of this, sometimes we don't get there until later in the day for one or the other pickups. So just hang in there, and we'll get there before the day is over. But anyway, back to yard waste, your original question. It is being picked up every other week through December, and then we'll suspend it at the end of December and then resume again in April. And you can go ahead and leafing, we call it leafing, but really it's vacuuming of leaves. That has commenced. That's going to go on until December 22nd. That's curbside fall leaf collection. You can go on our website, bloomington.in.gov, go to the leafing information. You can even see a map that will tell you exactly where we're going to be when. That's updated frequently. So, you know whether or not it's time to panic and get those leaves out. If you don't want to rake them to the edge of the yard, and as Keith said, not in the street, but to the edge, you can do that, or you can put them in paper or biodegradable bags, and we'll pick those up. But we will not pick them up in plastic bags.
That's right. I wanted to point that out.
Plastic bags.
Use those brown paper bags, and you can have a million of them, and you'll pick them up. They just have to be, you don't need any extra sticker, you don't need any extra anything. Just put them in the brown bag and stick them right next to your trash, and the magic arm will make them go away.
Mary Catherine, between us, just you and me.
Hold on, let me turn my headphones
off. If I slip the guy a fiver, can he take that vacuum tube and do my whole lawn?
Let me answer that for you, Keith. Mary Catherine Carmichael cannot answer that for you, and it'll take at least a 20-er, not a 5-er, to make things like this happen.
I don't have a lot of leaves, but you never know.
I'll tell you what.
Keith, nobody gets out of bed. Nobody gets out of bed for $5.
I didn't know how far the hose would reach.
You got to sweeten the pot here. Now, I want to get to the important things in this. The leaves are fine. They're not going anywhere until they go somewhere. You're not responsible for all the traffic and all the construction work that's going on in these streets in this town, are you, Mary Catherine?
Well, you know, we may be responsible for some of it.
Oh, my gosh. You can't have Rogers. The north-south, you've got Walnut Street. You've got the corner of 2nd Street and Walnut that's down to 1. You've got Rogers Street backed up 20 miles in each direction on 11 o'clock in the morning because it's down to 1 lane because 6 guys are standing around a hole digging in it. Oh, my gosh, the interstate. This can't all be your doing. I know that.
No, it's not all our doing, although we are doing some really good work as far as updating some infrastructure. We're doing the South Central Interceptor Sewer Project, which is not too sexy sounding, but it's important work that has to be done. And that involves installing sewer pipe in a corridor stretching north to south from the intersection of South Walnut Street and East Davis Street to West Gordon Pike. So that could have something to do with it.
There's plenty of people everywhere.
Yeah. It sounds like we better look into that.
Time to build the L, Keith. Let's run over
everything.
Well,
that train they're going to bring in for the farmer's
use
market.
That.
Yeah.
We'll get on that. We'll hop on that.
You guys are always thinking, aren't
well, the
you?
Well, the GCL copter's in the shop, so I'm frustrated on waiting in traffic here. But it is the holiday season. School's going to be out. So just give yourself some extra time because we are getting pinched at some intersections where everybody's got to merge down to one lane or everybody's got to be patient and wait for it. So,
And it's usually just, honestly, so convenient and so easy living in Bloomington as far as getting from point A to point B. So we forget, that's normal for a lot of places.
Well, that's why we live here, because it's not normal.
Exactly.
That's why we like it here. Now, don't have everybody screw this up, and then we don't want to be like those other places. We like to be.
No, I couldn't agree more. So short-term, temporary.
Okay. You've talked me off the ledge. That's good.
Can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
That's exactly right.
Let me help you change the topic. Weimer or Weimer, it's a dam, and that dam is going down.
We knew that was going down. That's old news, Keith. Come on. Let's get to trivia. Let's get to something that's hip and new and fresh.
Okay. I bow to demand. Absolutely.
That is my way of saying we are getting low on time, and we've got to get a boogie.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Boys, let's go. One of Bloomington's most popular family events is coming up next Saturday, November 25th at City Hall. Bloomington Parks and Recreation is busy this week putting the finishing touches on this year's holiday market. When did the holiday market make its debut?
Oh,
geez. A, 2000, B, 2002, C, 2010, or D, last December?
No, 2000.
I'm going with 2002 to be different and obtuse.
Well, it's good to be different because you are correct. 2002
the
correct answer.
You know what else I've
noticed? What?
That Diane doesn't make it C anymore after I said you always take C.
Okay.
So I've changed my strategy as well.
This will be the 15th annual market, by the way.
Oh, that's a nice
number.
Okay,
here we go.
All right, number two.
All market all the time. The market is free and will be open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., both inside and outside City Hall. Which musical act has become a market staple? Joshua Bell and his Holiday Bell Ringers. That's A. B. John Mellencamp and his Seymour Santas. B. Harvey Phillips Stupid Santas.
Oh!
It's C.
It is
she
C.
did it.
She did.
Yeah,
it's
C.
You didn't even let me do D, which is Nick Renison singing reindeer.
Well, it's obviously D then.
Yeah, Mick Ryan, whatever his name
is. Giddy up, yeah. Mick. Giddy up.
So
no,
you're right.
Tubas.
It's, of course, it's the
tuba
Santas. What a great movie.
It is. It's a great part of
the Bloomington.
It's a great part of the holiday tradition. There's no doubt about it. And one final trivia question.
Again, this year, the holiday market will feature A, local farm vendors.
There's a theme here.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. Local farm vendors plus arts and fine crafts. B, children's activities and visits with Santa. C, the Market Beeline Cafe with prepared foods and beverages. Or D, all of the above.
All of the above.
I think we've paid attention today. Yeah. You've done a good job conveying the information.
She's a good teacher.
She is a good teacher, and she's
I have good students. Thank you for paying attention.
We're taping that too, Keith. We got to
get that on
our recording. Hey, you have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Hey, thanks so much, you guys, and I just want to wish safe travels to everybody who will be out and about over the holidays.
And just because the city's closed, it's not closed online. Go to the City of Bloomington's website if you need any information during those days, and we'll see everybody at the Canopy of Lights. Thanks, Mary Catherine.
And don't forget, we work 24/7, so if you see something of concern, you let us know. You can call the non-emergency number of the police department at any time, and they'll make sure your call gets routed where it needs to go.
Great advice on that, especially during the limited hours on the holidays. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, man. Have a good one.
Bye.
Mary Catherine Carmichael, shaking it up. She pinch hits from McCran Heisen on a busy Thursday.